Have you ever wondered why some people consistently achieve remarkable things while others struggle despite similar talents? The secret isn't superhuman willpower or genetic gifts, it's habits. Habits represent the ultimate life hack, converting willpower-intensive actions into automatic behaviors requiring minimal conscious effort. This effortlessness is precisely what makes habits so powerful. Unlike the exhausting grind of constant decision-making, habits create a loophole that allows us to upgrade our lives with a fixed initial investment rather than an ongoing drain on our limited mental resources. People who excel aren't fundamentally different, they've simply mastered habit building. Like financial investors who live below their means to accumulate wealth over time, habit builders channel their excess willpower into creating automatic behaviors that pay dividends for years. Meanwhile, those who never develop this skill constantly rely on whatever willpower they have available, which inevitably runs out when they're tired, stressed, or challenged. What's fascinating is that we're already creatures of habit by design. Most of our daily actions, from brushing teeth to responding to stress, are dictated by our subconscious through established patterns. Even our outlook on life stems from habitual patterns of seeing either positives or negatives in our experiences. When we find ourselves discontent, examining our habits should be the first step toward meaningful change. When evaluating habits, think in decades, not days. One cigarette barely affects health, but thousands yearly make smoking deadly. Daily green tea over years significantly improves health. What matters is ensuring habits create net positive change over time. Shifting from slightly declining health each year to slightly improving represents a profound change in life trajectory. Short-term thinking leads to burnout. Pushing limits today creates recovery periods where nothing gets done. A modest lifelong habit outperforms an extreme habit that lasts less than a year, similar to how steady 5% interest beats 1 year of 50% returns followed by nothing. Be conservative when designing new habits and avoid missing even once. When you inevitably miss a day, never skip twice. One miss might reduce success chances by 5%, but two consecutive misses could drop it by 40%. When you've promised to write daily but feel uninspired, just do a terrible job. The power of a habit lies in consistency, not excellence. Doing poorly makes you feel slightly guilty, but also proud for persevering and eager to improve next time. The fundamental skill for both selecting and maintaining habits is brutal honesty with yourself, identifying which bad habits truly hold you back and replacing them with better ones. Brutally honest means accurate self-assessment, not self-punishment. When choosing your next habit, target major impediments affecting multiple areas of your life. Your conviction matters more than difficulty. While tackling big habits first is recommended, sometimes small wins create momentum for larger challenges. After addressing obvious issues, ask friends for feedback, as they often spot blind spots we miss. Explore areas outside your comfort zone. If you're scrawny, try weightlifting. If you're type A, consider meditation. Social skills deserve special attention since they're mistakenly viewed as innate rather than learnable, despite their immense impact on life quality. Taking complete responsibility for everything negative in your life creates opportunities for change rather than leaving you a passive victim. This mindset helps overcome our natural bias against accepting responsibility for negative outcomes. Are you an adder or a subtractor? Understanding this preference helps navigate the challenging phases of habit formation. Habits should serve concrete goals, not exist for their own sake. Match the habit's scope to your genuine objectives, whether losing 1 pound monthly or reading 10 pages daily instead of an entire book weekly. Excitement and motivation power habits differently. Excitement is like a sprinter's energy, powerful but quickly depleted. Motivation resembles a marathoner's energy, less intense but far more enduring. This explains why New Year's resolutions often fail by February. Initial excitement fades without genuine motivation. Start with sustainable habits by increasing frequency while minimizing intensity. Daily habits are harder to overlook, and low-intensity habits are easier to complete. For meditation, begin with just 1 minute daily rather than 30 minutes occasionally. This establishes the pattern that can gradually increase. We recognize triggers for negative habits, but rarely apply this understanding to positive ones. Without proper triggers, habits remain inconsistent. Don't just say, "I'll drink tea every morning," but "as soon as I wake up, I will drink tea." This specificity creates a clear action plan and eliminates decision-making. Habits can trigger other habits, forming chains that make routines effortless. My morning chain starts with boiling water, trigger to brush teeth, making tea, trigger to check email, and finishing tea, trigger to start work. These chains can be customized for different parts of your day, morning routines, work preparation, or evening wind-downs. The ideal environment for habit building prioritizes simplicity and freedom from distraction. Your peer group is equally crucial. Supportive friends provide advantage, while those threatened by your progress create drag. Consider joining communities aligned with your desired habits, like running clubs or meditation circles. The main habit disruptors are drugs or alcohol, constant stimulation seeking, and negative friends. Recognizing these early allows you to create strategies to minimize their impact, such as avoiding certain situations, implementing digital boundaries, or adjusting unsupportive relationships. While people accept that work habits can change, few realize outlook and emotional responses are also habit-controlled behaviors. Your outlook is simply your learned reaction to external events, which can be reshaped through practice. With effort, you can develop resilience. When negative things happen, your instinctive response becomes, "That's not so bad, and besides, this good thing happened too." The practice is straightforward. Find one positive aspect whenever you encounter a negative thought. If your car gets towed, focus on the credit card miles from paying the fee, or how the walk home provides unexpected exercise. Though initially awkward, this becomes automatic after 2 to 4 weeks of consistent practice. When frustrated with someone, remind yourself, "This person is just trying to be happy, just like me." This mental shift helps you see the other as a complete human whose current interaction is just a small part of their complex life. Building habits is fundamentally simple. Identify daily actions and improve them consistently. Starting with manageable habits ensures lifelong maintenance. While willpower helps, we must use it efficiently by habitualizing actions that previously depleted it. Who you'll become in 5 years depends largely on the habits you build today. Whether improving health, productivity, relationships, or other areas, the approach remains consistent. Small, daily actions that eventually become automatic parts of your identity. The journey to extraordinary isn't about dramatic transformations or heroic willpower. It's about the humble power of habits. By designing them intelligently and maintaining consistency, you can achieve what once seemed impossible through tiny actions repeated daily, gradually reshaping who you are.